Well, I appreciate being back in the Lord's house tonight.
Yes, brother.
I wasn't able to be here last week, and Lord knows I missed it. You know, it is something special about being able to come and be around family
that
understands spiritualness.
That's right.
You know, and I've been thinking about that a little bit. You know, it's funny how, you know, we try to, you know, separate things, and just in my own mind, if the Lord will help me for just a minute, I want to appreciate the Lord tonight because of everything He's done for me. And, you know, it's all Him tonight. It's all Him all the time. And, you know, I gotta get to thinking a little bit about how we try to, at least I try to categorize things and just keep, you know, prioritize things in boxes. But, you know, I got to looking and I was just thinking and how, you know, it's Him in every box tonight. And it's Him at the workplace, He's there. And at the church house, He's there. And at home, He's there. And in the car, He's there. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful that He's always there. And He's always listening. And, you know, I told my son one time, you know, I looked at him and I told him I wasn't always going to be there, you know, to help him and pick him up. And he started to get a little teary-eyed there. And, you know, he said, well, why not? And, you know, and I got to thinking because I'm going to pass away one day. And, I know he doesn't understand that he doesn't really understand that right now, but, I'm thankful that, he's always there. The Lord's always there. And, He's always faithful and He's always able to speak to us. And Sister Kayla, you testified this morning and it warmed my heart. He's just always there and He's always listening. And I appreciate Him tonight for that. And if the Lord will help, brother, I want to read some scripture, if that's all right. And it's a very familiar scripture, and I'm thankful tonight in Romans chapter 10. And it says in Romans chapter 10, it says, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about establish their own righteousness, having not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. I'm thankful tonight for the Lord's righteousness. I'm thankful tonight that, you know, the scripture says that my righteousness was as filthy rags, but I'm thankful tonight that it's His righteousness that He sees and He imputed upon me. And I'm thankful tonight. And it says down, it says further down in verse 10, it says, for with the heart believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confesseth is made unto salvation. And I'm thankful tonight that that's what the book says. And I know that there's people out there and there's churches out there that they want to take it and you want to point your finger and name it and claim it. But I'm thankful tonight that it is His salvation tonight. And I'm thankful tonight that He imputes it upon me. And I'm thankful tonight that I didn't really have a choice because He gave it to me and it was a free gift unto me. And I'm thankful tonight that that was all I wanted at that point in my time, in my life. And I'm thankful for that tonight. There was nothing else in the world that mattered to me at that point. There was nothing so sweet as the righteousness of Christ and His love and making it so real unto me in my heart. And I'm so sick and tired. Can I tell you tonight, I love these people that want to take it and they want to molest the Word of God and take it and manipulate it and try to read people in and they want to preach to people's brains. And can I tell you tonight, it's not a brain, it's a heart. It's to the man's heart we preach tonight, and to the children and that we preach tonight. And can I tell you, in the earlier scripture there, it says, my desire is of the church of Israel. Can I ask you tonight, what's your desire? Can I ask you tonight, I often wonder what we're doing to save people, trying to entice people to show them how great salvation really is. You know, I really wonder, we might want with my wife's grandfather when I started talking to him and seeing him and what he was and how he really lived. You know what? That started to show me. And that started to show me the love of Christ.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time there where I actually got out of the church house and I got away from before, and this was before I was saved, but I got away because things got so hot and heavy and just the Lord started to really deal with me. But I got out. And there was a man I met after Walmart, and he said, "Brother," he said, "it's good to see you, my friend." And he put his arm around my neck and he hugged me and he told me he loved me. And I couldn't believe that here's a man I hadn't seen in a couple months, but he still said he loved me and he still said he cared about me. And I said, "My soul, what in the world, preacher? What in the world does this man have that he can look at me after I just bailed on the church and I just got away from him? And I wasn't really talking to anybody there at the church house. And he can still run into me at the Walmart and put his neck, hand, arm around my neck and tell me he loved me." And I felt it. I really felt it in his words. And you can't, you'll never take that away. And can I ask you tonight, is that what we're doing? Are we enticing these lost people tonight and showing them how great the love and righteousness of Christ is? And I'm just curious tonight. I'm preaching to myself tonight, preacher. What am I doing? Is it my true desire to want to show this true righteousness? Is it my real true desire to want to be like this all the time? Or is it just in a church house? I wonder tonight, are we just putting on a show when we come in and saying, "Oh, this is great to be here," and it is. It's wonderful. I wasn't here last week, and it's wonderful to be here today. And I appreciate the Lord for allowing me to be here today. But I just wonder sometimes, you know, I mean, this is Him. He's real all the time. He's real in our lives when we go to the workplace. When these boys go to school, when the women stay at the house or whatever they are doing, whatever they need to be doing. Oh, there it's the Lord all the time. And I'm thankful for that tonight. I'm thankful for His righteousness. I'm thankful for that my righteousness, He showed me my righteousness was filthy rags.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that He imputed His righteousness.
Amen.
I'm thankful that my record is clean tonight. I pray, say I love Him tonight.